Now to Buffalo, where people are still trying to process the violent attack nearly a week ago. That's when a white gunman shot 13 people at a Tops supermarket. The suspect had posted a racist screed before the attack. 11 of the 13 people were black, including all 10 who died. 20-year-old Zaire Goodman is a store employee who survived being shot. His mother, Zanetta Everhart, spoke about the gunman on WGRZ in Buffalo.
I'm angry. My heart will never soften for him. This will never be a moment where there will be forgiveness. I will never, ever forgive him for coming into my home. My community is my home.
We're going to bring in now Reverend Charles H. Walker II, who is senior pastor of Mount Hope Community Church, not too far from the Tops Market where the shooting took place. We spoke with him earlier in the week. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow is going to be 1 week since the shooting. How are people in the community you have spoken with processing what happened?
You know, it's tough. It's very difficult, to say the least, on a continuing basis. And, you know, but we're trying to pull together and, you know, make the best of a horrific situation. But through love and, you know, compassion, you know, we'll get through this because we're Buffalo strong. But it's tough. It's extremely tough. I can't say it's not.
No, we even heard it in that mother's voice when she says, I will never forgive this man who's not yet been convicted. I will never forgive him for coming into our home. My community is my home. This is certainly difficult to process, difficult to deal with. Today, the first funeral is being held for one of the victims, 60-year-old Deacon Hayward Patterson. I know, Reverend, that you grew up with Deacon Patterson. You also knew two of the other victims. Can you tell us something about Deacon Patterson that you remember about him?
Yeah, we grew up since grammar school, and he's always been a right-on-type individual, a man as he grew older, you know, loved his community, loved his church, the people. He would, you know, take people back and forth to the hospital, Tops, when they needed to go. Just an overall good gentleman. You know, again, like I said, we both grew up during the gang era, so we went through that part in our life. But, you know, God changed us, and he was in his church, State Tabernacle, and I'm in my church. But overall, just a wonderful brother, I have to say, a wonderful brother. It pained me so when I found out that he was one of the ones, you know, who got killed. And they are having a service as we speak.
So, you know, you're processing it just as your community is. How
yes.
are you doing? How are you navigating through this trauma?
I'm doing well, only because of the grace of God, and that not only have we been doing things down on Jefferson, my church is on Broadway, which the people were catching the bus from Broadway to Jefferson and down to Tops. Because we had a Tops on Broadway, but they closed it down 3 years ago. So what I've been doing is focusing down by my church and helping people. Like the last couple of days, we've given out over 200 bags of grocery, Pampers, all kinds of things for the community. Because upon talking with a lot of them, you know, they're kind of left out in the cold, if you will, because there's no, it's a desert. There's no supermarket from where we are on Broadway to down on Jefferson. And with that one being closed, they're kind of left out in the open. So Aubrey Calhoun, the CEO of Buffalo City Mission, you know, she called me and said, Pastor, what can I do? So she got her team together and brought all this food. Larigo's Meat Shop store brought all kinds of food, donuts, french fries, chickens, all kinds of stuff. And that's what we've been doing at this end because – again, that store was a mainstay for a lot of people,
Yeah, you were one of those who were handing out bags of groceries to people. Now that the supermarket itself is closed, it was such a linchpin for the community. What are the main needs there? What has to be done first?
Well, with regard to their immediate needs, you know, first and foremost, it's food because toward the end of the month, you know, they run low on this and run low on that. And I'm talking to the community people and seeing what it is that they need because Aubrey has told me, Pastor, get me a list, what their immediate needs are, and we'll put some things together. Not a problem. So I'm doing that, and we're going to continue, and that's how I'm able to navigate through this. And you know, but still, it's on the front of my mind all that has happened. But knowing that we are still continuing to service people who need us now more than ever, you know, it gives me some type of solace where, you know, I'm okay. So that's what's keeping me going. My wife and I, we're Team Walker, as they call us, and we're just doing what we're supposed to.
Reverend Charles H. Walker II, senior pastor at Mount Hope Community Church in Buffalo, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, and, you know, we're Buffalo strong.